您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 Choosing between a life partner or a smartphone seems to be the question before the Gen X Chinese. So a recent survey by the All China Women's Federation found that 60% of married respondents complained about intrusion from smartphone use in their relationship. 近日全国妇联等发布调查报告显示，过度使用移动电子产品已经影响了夫妻关系、亲子关系还有个人健康。在与配偶相处时，人们也难以放下手中的移动电子产品。移动电子产品已经成为夫妻间的电子情敌。So, is this a real concern?
I think that was a good choice of phrasing there, because it really is. You know, there's only one of you. You only have, you know, one head, you know, one mouth to talk to people, one set of eyes. And so you make choices, and sometimes you choose to look at the people in front of you, and sometimes you choose to look at the phone in your hand. And so there's a conflict for attention there. And a lot of the time,the phone wins.
Yeah, so out of these 13,000 people who were interviewed by the organization, 43% said that they played with electronic devices during family get-togethers or even conversing withtheir spouse. So, and apparently 60% of these married respondents said that, this is an intrusion to their relationship. And I somehow feel that for those married couples or those couples, even if, let's say, digital devices did not exist, they're still probably having some sort of problem. It's not because that the digital devices cause them to drift apart. It's just a reflection of how badly things have been going, I think. It's not really necessarily the cause.
Not necessarily. You see me, you know, shaking my
head. Yeah, we want difference of opinion. Yeah. Xiaohua, what do you think then?
The only person who's married in the studio, probably, right?
Because
Brian, you're not faking your marriage history, are you?
No, I have 3 marriage certificates from 3 different continents.
Okay, great. Anyway, as the only married person here, I have to say, no, even in a completely healthy relationship, this could happen because smartphones are that...attractive. And as someone who is in, less attracted to smartphones than my husband, I have to say that, you know, and we are on very good terms, but even when we, you know,
yeah,
eat
he's
together,
listening right now.
I hope he is listening. He better be listening.
He will be WeChatting later.
Yeah. Okay. Even when we are, you know, having a meal and something and we talk, and then all of a sudden after a conversation finished, he just, you know,just concentrates on what's happening on WeChat. I'm like, we're all in the middle of a conversation. Please show some respect. And
Okay. Well, have nothing against your marriage or your husband or
Thanks.
You.
But
I suspect, okay, this is, let's just imagine another couple and the same situation happens. Maybe the guy, if he didn't have the phone, the cell phone, smartphone, his mind is still drifting elsewhere.Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
And it's because of the phone. So you realize, oh, you're doing something else. You know, you're not having your mind here with me.
Well, I would say...
Sorry. You know, that's an imaginary couple.
Yeah. Well, I would say this kind of talks about technology in a broader sense. You know, how much of the effects we talk about that we kind of see from technology is from technology itself, or is it just already there and would happen anyway? And I would say that, yeah, you know, a lot of this would happen anyway, but it's a distraction. Like, for example, let's say you're a parent and you have kids, you're home on the weekend, and, well, I don't know if this happens in China, if kids get to watch TV at all very much during the day, but in the U.S., you know, you see, and the parent comes by and the kid's sitting there watching TV, and you try to say something, and the kid just, they don't hear, like, oh, and you ask, did you hear what I said, what I was saying? What did I just say? And they can't tell you because they weren't paying attention. It's a distraction. It is another thing that can distract you. And it's, yeah, I mean, maybe you'd be distracted anyway, but it's something else that can do that. And the more things we have, like, you know, you have your TV over there, your computer there, your phone in your pocket, your tablet in your hand,all different kinds of things. And not only that, like the various applications, you could be getting calls, text messages, you know, WeChat messages. There's so much potential to be distracted on so many levels by so many things. So I do think that while there's a certain amount that may happen, this exacerbates the problem.
Yeah, it certainly exacerbates the problem. And I think particularly with smartphones, because they're so easy to be carried around, always at your fingertip, so small, and has so many functions on it, and it becomes sort of the biggest culprit of it all.
Another life partner.
Oh, no. And yeah, the third wheel in a relationship. So really? Yeah, ultimately, I mean, fubbing is a major problem in our society. Mm-hmm. So fubbing meaning, you know, you're using your phone, snubbing other people.
And thank you. I was like, I've heard that, but I don't remember what that means.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not very good at these terms. This is the only one I know, I think.
Okay.
And the other day I saw this woman, like she was crossing the street and she was fubbing. I was like, lady, you know, there's cars running around. Fear for your life. Could you please just, you know, look at the road and not your phone? And
yeah,
I think it's something that's, to some extent, you know, is doing damage to your relationship, but I don't think you can just blame on the phone. But it's certainly not doing good in so many other aspects of our lives.
No, absolutely. And actually, I'm going to throw in a health thing there. There have been studies, I think, in the past 6 months or sometime last year saying that actually when everybody, you look down, like, what is it called? Ditozu or something like that. When you're looking down, your neck is bent down like that for extended periods of time. That's bad for your neck. And Xiaohua is making sure her neck is all the way up there. But yeah, there seems research that is bad for your neck and that can cause you kind of health problems. And I know if I look at my phone for a while like that, it's like, oh, my neck doesn't feel that great anymore.
Right. And also in terms of driving, it's also very, very dangerous driving habits, because there are researchers saying that if you're on the phone, you mean if you're talking on your phone while you're driving, it already increases the rate of accidents by 3 to 5 times. And that's already bad enough. And Beijing, China is making a law to ban, you know, calling, you know, talking on the phone while driving. But considering those people who are on WeChat, who are messaging each other while they're driving, it increases the chance to 28 times more dangerous than when you're not on your phone. So
absolutely, because the thing with the phone is like what you see in the U.S. is people be on Bluetooth or whatever, and that's somewhat okay. Like if you have it totally on Bluetooth, so you don't need to actually touch your phone. Like they have it, like you can just touch a button in your car. That kind of works, because that's like, in that case, it's just like having a conversation with someone you're sitting next to. But if it's texting or whatever, you actually have to put your eyes down from the road and put them onto your phone. And that's, again, it's distraction. Our mind can only handle a certain number of things at a time, usually just one main thing, and everything else will fall away to the side. And that can be literally life-threatening in some cases.
Yeah, that's right. And now we started by talking about divorces and sort of drifted into dangerous driving and everything.
Yeah,
but, you know, just to comment on, you know, He Yang's attack
my
relationship.
No, imaginary couple.
I know, okay, all right. I know what you're saying. You know, despite my dislike, I actually agree with you that, you know, couples who are actually having real relationship crisis because of this phone use thing, they would have a crisis no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And people who don't, who are on perfect good terms with each other, they'll be able to deal with this whole fubbing problem.
Mm.
Maybe they can fub together. Well, you know,
oh,
look at their phone together.
Oh, I'm sure that happens all the time. And actually, I know, like, you know, when people go out to dinner or whatever, it's like everybody sits down and then they pull out their phones. Like, actually, I have a cousin, and she works in LA, and she decided, you know what, this is ridiculous. So I don't know if it was her or one of her friends, they instituted a policy where when they go out to eat, all the phones come out, they go on the table in the center, the first person, and this is different because in China, we all try to pay for each other's dinners, whatnot. In the U.S., you pay for your own, and that's pretty much
right.
It. The first person who reaches for a phone for whatever reason pays for everybody's dinner, which is something you don't want to do in the United States. That's like the thing you don't want to do at all.
Yeah. And here, can I just throw in
Please.
One last thing that the All China Women's Federation, who started this discussion, suggests the way out of this is suspending your mobile device use for 1 hour each day and invest more time in face-to-face interactions. And our listeners probably know my perception towards this federation, because don't forget, leftover woman is a term
they invented.
How supportive are they to us women? So I think, judging from this little suggestion, I think not a great one, but I think for these back to relationships, for you know, people who feel that this is a big problem to them, then negotiate with your partner or your friends, you know, like nobody uses your phone when you're having dinner, at least do that. Or if you respect the other person, you know, you will follow, I think. And that's the rule we have at our family dinner table at home.
Yeah, communication always helps.